Yeah. Listen. We gon' do it like this. Yusuf Chaderi, tune in now for all your money. Go out and get it, cause nothing is free. Running in oil and gas company. Houston, Texas, I love my city. Young, successful, and wealthy. Whoa, hustling, grinding, repeat. Entrepreneur, that's who I be. Let's go, taking care of business.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Oil Money. This week, we are joined by special guest Julie McClelland. She's not related or married to anybody special, so we're just going to jump right past that. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm more excited than you are, Julie.
Are you?
Yeah, because I want to talk about something that's the elephant in the room right now. What's you that? And me, right? I really feel like I can beat you in a physical altercation.
Let's go.
And you think that I can't. And that kind of hurts my feelings.
I mean, let's go.
Is that your solution though? Like, let's just fight this out.
She said, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, that's the only way we can figure it out.
No, I'm definitely not fighting you. You would destroy me. You would ragdoll me. It would be so frustrating. And we were talking about this before we started recording, is that if me and you walked into a dark alley, if you saw me, I'd want you to be afraid of me, but you wouldn't.
No, I probably 100% would.
Really?
Like watching my back.
You'd watch it. You think that I could do something? Okay, all right, I'll take that. Have you ever been in a physical altercation outside of jiu-jitsu?
No.
Oh, good. No,
I have
really.
Not. No, I'm not the fighting type.
Okay.
When you know you got it like that, you don't got to fight anybody. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just don't have that in me.
Really? So you're just not a confrontation. And we talked about this before the show as well, is that you really don't have many enemies, right? Like you like everybody and, you know, even the people you can think about like, hey, that person did me wrong or they weren't nice to me or whatever. You don't have ill feelings toward them.
No, I feel like that just kind of hurts yourself more than them. So
that's some deep stuff right there.
Yeah.
Which is the complete opposite of your worst half, which is Colin McClelland.
Who holds everything against everyone for life.
Does he have like a list?
He 100% has a list.
So how did you guys, I know you guys are like high school sweethearts or something like that.
We are not close.
Okay. Well,
but we're not.
How did you guys meet? I'm curious about this because I don't actually know the full story. Because I remember you telling me that you hated him when you first met him or something along those lines.
I thought he was a loser. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like super skinny and he just looked like a dweeb.
A dweeb. You know what? Whenever me and Donnie talk about him, I'm just like, hey, you know that dweeb Colin? Yeah. And Donnie's
he's
like,
such a dweeb.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, that bogus nerd Colin. that's how we refer to him on the show.
Right.
So, okay. You met your future husband and you thought he was a dweeb.
So he lived like not next door to me, but the door over, the mm-hmm. house over. We went to school together, but he was a year older. So we never really interacted. We would see each other passing. I would see him like drive down in his Cummins, just making all the neighbors mad.
Oh my God. This is
Midland, Texas. So
you had to have that.
Yeah. It's totally normal.
A dweeb and a douche.
Dweeb and a douche.
The DDs.
Is a douche.
Hey, Donnie Davis.
Hey.
Dweeb douche.
Double D.
Look at that.
That's why we get along.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I can't even remember how it started, but I know he slid into the MySpace DMs.
MySpace? Wow. That's how long ago this
was? Yeah.
Was he like, was it like
2009.
Smooth? Was it smooth or was he like, hey, shoddy?
He's like, hey, let's go see a movie. And I'm like, sorry, I'm busy.
Oh, you curved him or swerved him? What's the right word? I don't know what these kids are saying.
Yeah.
You swerve curved him. You swerve curved him. All right. I like that. So you're not trying to act all despo, but you were like, oh man, the cool dweeb is asking me out. And you were kind of interested now, right?
I mean,
no, you weren't interested.
No. Yeah. I feel like we had some interactions before.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of knew him, but wasn't interested like that. And then we ended up going to a party together.
Okay.
That night is the night that I feel like I like, this sounds cliche, but like fell in love.
I love love.
After that, we were like obsessed and we just texted all day.
Oh,
and
that's so cute.
It was the summer before I left for college.
Wow.
Yeah. So right after that, like 2 months later, I left and it was a mess.
Where'd you go to college at that time?
I went to San Marcos.
Oh man, so you were ready to party. You were ready to get out
of
Midland.
Yeah, I was. And then Colin kind of ruined that.
How did he ruin it?
Because I like fell in love and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to go.
Oh,
so it was like this, like not, we weren't like long distance. We were kind of like off on like, what okay, is sure. this? So I didn't go out as much as I wanted to.
Cause your heart was
my
still
heart
at home.
Was,
your
yeah.
Heart was in Midland.
In Midland.
Yeah. On a rig somewhere.
On a rig. Yeah.
Rolling coal.
I just learned what that term meant, rolling coal. And if I ever see, so a guy tried to do it to me the other day. I had the top down in my car and he rolled coal on me.
What?
Yeah.
Is that like black smoking?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay. I guess that's what, is it called black smoking?
That's how I've heard it.
Yeah. So
I've never heard of rolling coal.
This guy black smoked me hard. But the thing was is that my car was faster than his Cummins pickup truck, which he was very surprised by. And I just went around it so he could, but he kept on trying to catch up.
He was trying to get you at the light.
He was like, I'm going to get this guy. But he couldn't get me. So
what a loser.
Colin was, that's probably what he said about me. So Colin was on a rig somewhere. You left your heart in Midland, Texas.
I actually don't think he had started on the rigs yet. This was pre-oil-filled Colin.
Oh. What did that Colin even look like?
Well, she just said a dweeb.
No, but like, what did he do with his life?
Oh,
I just can't imagine him not doing oil-filled stuff.
Landscaper. I feel like this. No, he was like in the transition of things, like trying to figure out his life. He almost went to like the Marines.
I could see that.
Yeah, he like went out to.
Thank you for your service.
Almost.
He went out to get tested, and I think his eyesight was off, or. I don't even know what happened.
Cross-eyed, right? I could see that. He's cross-eyed, isn't he?
Too much of a dweeb to be in the Marines. Okay, go ahead.
The Marines, the recruiter laughed at him. He's like, you son, not you son. Was it one of those?
Yeah.
He's cross-eyed, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding,
can't tell.
By the way.
He says I'm cross-eyed too, by the way. I think it's just a white person thing.
Wait, is he actually cross-eyed?
Yeah.
What the hell?
You didn't
hell?
Know?
No.
You said that's so rude.
Oh, man. Now I feel kind of bad. Nah, it's Colin. He's such a dweeb. I mean, I love how I'm, by the way, actually I do have beef with Colin. I realized this. So I texted him on Monday. I texted him sometime this week and he never responded to me, but I asked him if he was, yeah, it was so rude. But he replied to me on Twitter. So I was like, dude, what the hell? Like, come on, we got beef now? I think we
no, sometimes in person, he won't reply to me and I'll have to tweet him.
Wow.
Yeah.
At Frackslap, please.
At Frackslap. Can you look at me, please?
Well, that's cute. I saw the picture that you guys posted. By the way, you look fantastic.
Thank
what
you.
The hell was Colin wearing on his feet though? Could he not wear dress shoes? What the hell was that?
It was an ordeal getting him dressed.
Okay. Well, I could tell that you put it together outside of the shoes because I know you would not have okayed those.
He was actually supposed to go get shoes like right before, and then he was just tired and wanted to lay down. And so he didn't. So again, he had to look like a dweeb. He likes to tell people he's like up all night, you know, hustle, grind. He naps a lot.
He's a big napper.
He naps a lot.
He's like a house cat.
Yeah,
he's a big napper. But you know what? Enough about this dweeb Colin. Colin's not on this episode.
He's not on the show.
This is about Julie. Julie McClelland, which I'm sorry. What's your maiden name?
Prather.
Mm. Wow. I was about to just completely crap on McClelland, but Prather.
you did get an upgrade there.
No.
Feel like I did.
Where's Prather from? Polish? You're Polish.
Oh my God.
Aren't you?
I literally have no idea.
You're such a Polak.
You've never done a DNA test?
I haven't. I was going to do one and Colin was like, no, they track you or whatever they do.
Oh my God.
It's your DNA.
That is the dweebiest thing. Can you imagine thinking that, getting a DNA test and be like, no, babe, don't do that. The government.
I think it was like the
ancestry
thing.
I could see Donnie doing a 23andMe.
I've done them both.
You have?
Yeah.
How was it?
You know.
You're Irish?
Oh, yeah. White. Just as white as you can imagine.
Gross.
European white.
European Anglo-Saxon.
Mm-hmm.
You just say AS, huh?
Yep.
So I'm going back to you being Russian.
Russian.
Yep. I changed my mind.
The only thing I know I have in me is like a 16th Indian. That's it.
I'm a big Native American Indian guy because I watched a movie called Wind River. Anybody ever seen that?
No.
It'll make you cry big time. Dude, they've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Those guys need to get some, put some respect on their name because those heckers have been through, they've been through it and it's not getting any easier. And shout out all of the Native Americans out there. We love y'all.
I think that's why I thought about it because I always do this and I say Indian instead of Native Americans.
Mm. Yeah.
And I feel like I should say Native American.
That was really derogatory.
I know. I apologize.
It's okay. It's all right.
That's your one free pass.
That's your only pass for this show. Okay. So your maiden name was
Prather.
Protestant. Protestant, Prather, same thing. So Julie Prather. You were going to Texas State. You obviously made a career change due to love, which a lot of people have done.
Did you actually went to school?
So I went to Texas State for a year.
Okay.
I did, I lived in the library. The second semester, I lived in the library. Like I said, me and Colin were in a weird thing. I was going for business. And then after that year, I moved back that summer to Midland. Colin and I moved in together.
Married?
The rest is history.
Did you guys get married?
We didn't get married. So no, we moved in together and probably,
I was gonna say, so you're going to hell.
Probably June. His stepdad was like, oh, they're about to get pregnant. Oh. I'm 19 at this time. Like, no, that's not going to happen. Literally November, I found out I was pregnant.
Very nice.
With our first kid. And then we got married whenever he was one. So.
Okay.
2012.
Oh my gosh. In my mind, I was like, Colin was born? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. So you have three kiddos, right?
Yep.
Three kiddos. Two boys, one girl?
Yes.
Two boys, one girl. How old's your oldest?
He's 10.
He's 10. So you're 30.
Yes.
Wow. Yep. Math.
Nope. Great math.
Math. That's what I do, baby. So you're 30. So what did you do over the past 10 years? So because I've seen you do a little bit of everything. I mean, frankly, anybody who's listening, this is the brains behind the podcast operation. I'm the looks. I'm actually, I can't even say that. Actually, let me ask you something.
Uh-oh.
Kind of scared.
I don't know if I'm going to ask this, man. Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
You got to now.
Yeah, you started it.
Who's more handsome, me or Donnie?
Oh my God. I was literally going to say the first thing. Don't ask that.
Why?
It's overplayed. It was funny the first two episodes.
That was kind of serious. That was just like, just don't do that again.
She just went into consulting mode.
Yeah, she's just like, don't do that. That's just really bad for your image because I get shit on every time.
It's kind of sad.
She wasn't going to pick me anyway.
Right. That's just,
that's why she's saying it's sad. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it is really sad because it really, for a minute there was one evening where I really thought about it. And I was just like, you know what? Am I really not handsome? And then, you know what makes it worse? That he's always like, can you tell him that he's also handsome? I'm just more handsome. And that makes it so much worse for me. So I just kind of sit there.
And that's why
like,
I do it.
Yeah, it really hurts. I'm telling you, I sat there. It was sad boy hours one evening. It was bad. But okay.
How long ago?
Yesterday. Yesterday. That's why I didn't come to the roast.
Just sat home crying.
Yeah, I just sat
ugly,
home crying.
Ugly tears.
Ugly tears. I'm an ugly crier. Are you an ugly cry? You pretty cry.
Probably ugly.
Ugly cry. Yeah. You an ugly cry?
Oh, yeah.
You look like an ugly cry.
My whole face color gets like purplish red. I see my freckles more.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I don't get like a runny nose or anything, but you know.
I think I get a runny nose. But I'm just an ugly cry. But I'm an easy crier. Are you an easy cry?
What does that mean? Like you cry easily?
I cry very, like something can just like set me off and I'll just be like... I'll just start crying.
I used to not be. I used to never cry. After I had kids, everything. I'm always crying.
Yeah, that actually happened to me the other day. My wife was telling me the story about such a sad story. And we're just driving. And she was telling me about how these kids in Houston got abused. And like they just had a very rough time. I just started crying in the car. Like I was driving.
And I just started crying.
Yeah. And I just started crying. And I was just like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know these kids. Like, I don't know anything about it. I just started crying though.
Yeah.
So I am maybe fatherhood has made me soft.
Probably.
Definitely softens you up. For sure.
I think so. But my kid's a little bit of a hellraiser though. He's a heck raiser. He's a heck raiser. He's a real heck raiser. Are your kids heck raisers?
My first two angels. Angel. Amazing. My third one.
Colin Jr.
Really came to humble me. Like really humbled me. I was like, oh, I am such a good mom. I have these perfect toddlers who are so perfect. They don't get into anything. And then this guy comes.
What's his name? Everything.
Barrett.
Barrett. Mm-hmm. Wow. My son's name is Bear.
Oh, so close.
Barrett.
Yeah.
Bear. Do you call him Bear?
I don't. Some people do though.
Oh, okay. I could see that. But I think I remember Bear. Barrett's super cute.
He's so cute.
Barrett is cute. So he can
like
get away
so
with it.
He's like so mischievous, but he's so adorable. I can't get mad at him.
Yeah, that's kind of, I could definitely see that. kids. It's our soft spot. So are you you are a career oriented person, obviously, right? You're also a mother. You're also a wife. You're a lot of things, but what would you consider at the top of that list? Actually, that's a stupid question. Being a mother is obviously at the top of that list. But how do you make time for all of it? Because it seems like you're always going. And I mean, and beyond that, you are a excellent jujitsu.
I was about to say you left it out.
I still don't believe you. I got to fight you to believe that. So, is a fighter or practitioner?
I don't know. Some people don't like to call it a fighter because you're technically not fighting. It's, I don't know.
A grappler.
I say grappler. I don't like to consider myself a fighter.
You're a wrestler.
I'm not an MMA fighter. So,
yeah, but you could if push came to shove. This is what I want to know. This is what actually listeners and viewers want to hear is that let's say somebody gets into a tussle with you at a bar, right? Mm-hmm. You're at a bar and another girl comes up to you and she is not a fighter, but she's crazy. And she just starts throwing haymakers at you. How are you going to handle that situation if you don't know how to strike? Are you just going to be like, hey, are you just going to get on your back and be like, let's go.
No.
You train takedowns.
Change levels, double take,
What the hell is that? Change levels.
Change levels and then just blast double her, just take her to the ground.
So what if she is expecting that?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Every single person I train with is expecting it.
And could you take me down if you were doing the double take?
Yes.
Change level? Could you just take me down like that?
Yes.
Really?
I probably wouldn't do that to you because you're pretty big.
What would you do?
I'd go for a low ankle.
Oh, I'm done right there. I'm cooked. I've broken my ankles like six times, I think. Yeah, you got me. I'm done. Yeah. I'm tapping out right there.
Shouldn't have told her that.
No, I feel like she could use that to her advantage, but I still think I'm bigger.
Are clearly bigger.
But I still think, I don't know. And I'm not trying to be rude here or disrespect the wrestling. It's not sexist. I'm just bigger than her and stronger. It's
sexist.
And better looking.
Would you like to come to Katie this weekend?
You know what? I would. However, I would get so humbled. I have to go see I have a girlfriend. She just goes to a different school. I'm pulling one of those right now. No, you would. Honestly, if we were in a grappling, closed environment, got the mats and everything, you'd whoop my ass. There's no chance. Like, there's no question about it. But
if you could punch me, you would.
That was a great question.
Because I'm a feminist, I would punch you because I believe in equal rights.
Right.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Fair. Okay.
Because I care about women. That's what I do. Right? That's the only reason I would do it is to prove that I
how really, unsexist really, you are.
To prove how much I care about women, yeah. I'd punch you right in the face.
Knock you out.
Just knock you right out.
Because I respect you.
This I had to do this for you. This is for all women across the world.
I feel like I kind of want to try that now. Like, I want you to try to punch me and then I'll defend and take you down.
We have cameras rolling right
now.
No,
I would never, ever, I would never, ever try to punch you, first of all. And second of all, I really feel like you would, you'd destroy me. That's not a joke. I think she really would destroy me. Colin has destroyed me. I mean, and he's little. He's so tiny. He's like your size.
He's bigger.
Oh.
So wait, are you a purple belt?
I am.
How long have you been training?
How many belts are there?
Five?
White, blue, purple, brown, black. I've been training for 5 years.
So how long would it take me to become I'd be a white belt. I'd be a white belt. how white to blue, how long would that take me?
2 years. Depending on how much you train.
What? 2 years, really?
It takes 10 years to get a black belt.
So 2 years a belt?
Pretty much. It could be different, but yeah. Depending on how much you train.
Has anyone done a black belt in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I don't know. I know Gordon Ryan got his very quickly. I don't know if it was exactly 5 years.
I feel like I'd be, I don't know. So I don't know. I'm absolutely not going to disrespect the sport like that. I'm not going to.
You could probably fly down to Brazil and like grease some wheels and get a black belt pretty quick if you really wanted to.
Hey,
just don't allow yourself to be challenged.
I'm just a black belt. Just walk around. No, see, that is one thing I would never. There is a certain level of respect I have for the sport. Actually, I have a very high level of respect for it, so I would never do that. And I respect what all you've done and gone through to get to being a purple belt. So you know what? Much appreciated. Thank you for your service.
You really got on a soapbox for that one.
Yeah. Hey, man, I really do respect it. I think it's really cool. Are you trying to, shut me up? He just hit me with the, all right, cool. And
I felt feisty in that moment. I was just,
come on, bring it.
It was just funny how you were like, you acted like you were in Congress and had said something inappropriate.
It is inappropriate in my opinion. Julie, correct me if I'm wrong. It is very inappropriate if someone has dedicated 5 years of their life to anything and you're just like, oh, I can do that in 5 years. I can do that. I think that is disrespectful.
I respect that about you.
Is it disrespectful or not?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's disrespectful. I think that you need to go out there and try it before you make any claims, though. See?
Perfect.
That was her way of, that was the angriest
she's like ever right, seen. Right, one more comment and you're going down. One more comment
and I'm shooting, I'm getting down to second level and I'm changing shooting.
Level. And
but you did jiu-jitsu too, didn't you, Donnie?
A little bit.
Are you good?
You know.
Did I beat you
I think up? I've got, with your strength, I think you can
no,
beat me.
No, don't hit me with that.
I haven't trained enough in like attacks. Because when you're a white belt, you really just learn defense. So all I could do would stall you out.
So that was another thing when I came to the dojo. Is that what it's called?
It's the gym.
Oh, the gym. Okay. She's getting pissed off at me. I'm actually.
You can call it the dojo. Revolution Dojo. Yeah.
Yeah. So Revolution Dojo. So when I went there and it was very. Wait. What's funny about that?
Sorry. Keep going.
I didn't say a joke. I don't know what's so funny. Okay. You can get it out of your system if you want. No, jeez.
Just keep going.
Whoops.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice, Donnie. And he's just kind of...
Donnie's literally an accident.
Okay, fine.
Let's just let it play out, though.
All right. Okay, thank you. Are we making this tough on you, Julie?
No.
It feels like...
I want to hear your story about when you went to Revolution Dojo.
Okay, so I went to Revolution Dojo, and I didn't learn a single thing. I just wanted to attack. And... But it was also my first time ever there. First time ever doing any sort of like wrestling where you kind of get on the ground, you know, hug each other and, you know.
You sound like the guy that we all make fun of.
That's probably that's probably why. Everybody's like, hey, look at this stupid white belt. So what kind of guys do you make fun of at the gym / dojo?
Guys like you.
Like.
I just want to go in and attack.
Yeah, that is me. So there's a group of y'all on the side and be like, hey, what? Look at that guy. Look at what a loser he is.
I mean, sometimes people get a little, it's funny. They get just kind of crazy, especially if we have like visitors like who want to kind of show off.
That's stupid. I know what you're talking about.
It's
that's
pretty funny.
Well, I like how the gyms or the schools or whatever you call them, they kind of like govern themselves because if they see somebody popping off like that, then the black belt or the brown belt will just go over there and just.
But see, I would never.
Can
ever
I tell
do that.
A funny story about Colin and Jake?
Please.
Okay. So Jake's like first time at open mat, he was like, hey, Julie, let's roll. Jake's enormous.
He's a big boy.
I think at that time I was maybe a fresh blue belt.
Okay. But you know what you're doing.
So I knew what I was doing. About 2 years in. Okay. Yeah. So I was rolling with him. I'm not kidding you. He was on his knees. And he just like shot, like flew at me, took me like halfway across the mat and like slammed me down. All the guys around, they're very protective of like the women.
Sure.
All the guys that come in, they're very like weary. Like, how are they going to roll with the women? They take care of us.
That's very sweet. Good on those guys.
Yes. Great. So one of the guys sees Jake do this to me. He's like, goes up to him next. He's like, hey man, want to roll? He destroys Jake. Like, he just crushes his soul. He's very rough on him. And then as he's walking out, he's like, hey, Julie, I just want to let you know I got that guy back. Like, I saw what he was doing to you. And I'm like, oh, That's Colin's business partner.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So that's
a running joke now.
But that's so sweet that that guy came to your rescue.
Yeah, his wife trained, so he's very protective cognizant. Of the
sure.
Yeah, yeah,
sure, sure, like that. Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah,
I really think all women should learn some form of self defense. I think that'd be really cool. I really want my wife to learn it, I think she's afraid of the bumps and bruises that come along the way.
Yeah,
it's a lot of
yeah, a lot of people. That's what stops them from training. But I feel like that doesn't start happening until you're like too deep in where you like, you don't want to stop after that. So it's very gentle in the beginning. People make you think, oh yeah, this is like super easy because people go easy on you, you know?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But then you get in and you're like, yeah, it's pretty rough on your body.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I would definitely be the spazzy white belt. I would just try to use my strength, I think. And I don't think that would work very well because I feel like people that know what they're doing, they can very easily manipulate me.
Yeah, I have a rule that I no longer roll with white belt men.
That's smart.
They're crazy. Yeah, 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 it's dangerous.
That's smart. That's funny. So you don't consider me a white belt because
no, I would consider you white belt. Well,
you're lucky because I would take you down. All right. So what got you into jiu-jitsu? Like, where did that start? Because this sounds like something you're super passionate about.
I am. Yeah. So Colin had been wanting to start forever. And I'm just like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. It does not look fun. And then he finally just started, him and my oldest son. He was 4 at the time. And they started going. So I would always be up there taking him. But I just had a baby. So I was just watching. And I was like, I kind of want to start. Like, I kind of want to do it, kind of not. I was nervous. I always tell people it's like the hardest time, like when you start, is like stepping on the mat for the first time. It's very intimidating, especially as a female. There was no other women in the gym. So I ended up getting another mom to start with me. I think that's really the only reason I actually like had the courage to go out there.
Yeah, yeah.
That first night, I just remember like giggling the whole time. Like it's so fun. And if you watch anyone's first day, they're so happy and it's just like fun. It's not like intense. It's not anything. It's just like fun. You just go out there and
just give it to your own.
Enjoy yourself. So I was just hooked after that.
And you've been doing it for 5 years now.
Yeah. And I still giggle.
You still giggle every
time? I still
time?
Giggle all the time. I'll be rolling with like other women and just like laughing. Like, oh, sorry. Sorry.
So would you ever go pro with it?
I mean, what do you consider pro? Because
well, I don't know.
I have done super fights that are considered like pro fights.
I've seen that on your Instagram where you but you came in and you were just smiling your ear to ear.
I genuinely like love jiu-jitsu so much that I can't not smile. Like it's just fun.
Awesome, man.
That is cool.
Love something the way Julie loves jiu-jitsu. That's all my takeaway is. I want to love something the way you love jiu-jitsu.
You could do jiu-jitsu and love it just as much.
So you know what? So that's kind of funny you say that. The first time I went in there, I signed up and I'm still a member of Revolution Dojo, but I think I signed up for like 3 years. I mean, I went there, I think after that day, I think I went there like 6 more times. Like, but those 6 times were within like 8 days.
Yeah.
I went like day after day after day because it was very addicting, right?
It is.
For me, it was a very big factor of I rolled with Colin. And in my mind, I'm like, I can always throw around a guy like Colin, right? And I grew up playing football and I was always smaller when I was playing football, right? So I was like, you know what? I can throw this guy around. And he literally just, I mean, he tapped me out.
Yeah.
He just threw me around.
Using your weight against you.
And it really, really bugged me. But I'm like, if that guy can do that, I wonder what I could do if I got good.
Yeah.
So then I just kind of started doing it. And then I just fell off. I literally just fell off because I got sad. That's what happened. I got sad. I got sad.
Got sad about
not being good.
Not being good. Oh. That's literally what happened. I wasn't good enough. Huh. I just got tired of getting thrown around.
Yeah. Well, but I didn't give it a fair shot. You have to make it past those probably the first year of just like not knowing what you're doing.
So what's the future look like for you, Julie? What's the next 10 years look like? Because you just recently.
And life in general?
Everything. Whatever, however you want to answer that question, because you recently just started full time with Digital Wildcatters.
I did.
So how does it, And another thing, how is it like working with your husband day to day? Like every day, you guys are always around
each other. Yeah, yeah. It's so I've done this. I've worked with him for, you know, probably 5 years now. So we've gotten used to it. But this is the first time we've had a team around us.
Oh, cool.
So there's times that I'm like, I have to remember like not to like bicker with him in front of. I'm sure we're so annoying sometimes.
I bet.
So there's just like there's just like husband wife things that you have to like that dynamic that you have to get rid of.
Me and him.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right. There's magic 100%. There though. Yeah. Just find the right balance.
Yeah.
When it's magic, it's magic.
We also have to like, we're always, so we're together all the time now. Cause I come to the office every day, but we're not really spending time together. So we have to like, I don't know, make sure we separate.
Like, how do you do that? You guys go to jujitsu? Is that your thing together?
Well, even in jujitsu, like we're not really spending time together. So I don't know. We have to figure it out.
Movie nights.
We're still figuring it out.
Eat some candy together.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But when we're at home, it's like three kids constantly, like they want to talk to us too.
So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with being a mom and being a full-time working mom with three kiddos? And because I mean, I got one kiddo and that one kiddo, I'm like, that's a lot of work. Can't imagine having three and then being a mother too, because I feel like there's a different right of being a mother than a father, obviously.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I don't know. I feel like I'm in the easy years now. All my kids are in school now. I was working from home with all three of them home for the past probably 3-4 years. So I feel like I'm out of the thick of it. It's not hard anymore. It's not hard to balance. I kind of got used to it. You kind of like, they are amazing. They know when I'm working, they know.
That's awesome.
Like they were kind of just raised around that. I think. I started working from home when my youngest was probably like a couple months old. So they've just, they're used to it. I'm used to it. It's not really something I have to try and like can explain how to do. It's like just life.
That's it, man. Life will do that to you. Life will teach you. All right. I have one more question. Who do you look up to most in this industry? Do not say Colin.
Man, that's a really hard question because I don't feel like I know a ton of people in the industry.
Well, so far, is there any, how about this? This is a better question. Which female do you look up to in the industry? Or it doesn't even have to be this industry, any industry. I mean, there's people on Instagram that I look up to. I mean, I never know them, but.
This is going to sound so cliche and I'm kind of annoyed that this is my answer. But
Oprah Winfrey.
No, Elena Cardone. I feel like she really, the way that she, so I've actually met them before and they're just a really cool couple.
Even though
they have questionable beliefs and are kind of weird.
I don't know anything about them other than Grant Cardone is a big real estate mogul, which Donnie is going to be bigger than Grant Cardone.
He will.
Jot that down.
Yes.
I'm a big believer in that. But okay, Elena, what's their belief? So I know, like, I don't know anything about her. I only know about Grant, like, just being like a real estate guy.
I like the fact that Elena, she's the only one I see putting out content of helping her husband, not like creating this whole, like, woman empire on her own. It's like she threw away her ego and she's like, I'm just gonna help him and we're gonna build this together. And that's kind of how I feel like me and Colin are.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So it took me a long time to get over my ego and like I'm not just standing in his shadow. It's like, no, I'm actually a big part in this too. Yeah. So yeah, I would say her.
That's awesome.
Their questionable beliefs. I'm pretty sure they're Scientologists. So I think that's very weird.
They're Scientologists.
It seems like it.
I just found out what Scientology was. You got to be psycho. Hey, unshout out to you, Grant Cardone, you psycho.
Unshout out.
I agree. After I found that out, I was like,
that's all right.
Don't really.
Their belief system is different than their business model. That's fine.
Yes.
It's all good.
Yeah. They can still be cool.
Yeah. I'm sure they can still be cool, but they got to be some psycho.
Some kind of weird stuff is going on.
Right. Oh, yeah. I believe that. That's some Illuminati stuff. You guys know what the Illuminati is? I just found out what that was.
Really?
Oh yeah, dude. That's some scary shit.
Yeah, it is.
It's a group of.
You've probably met Illuminati people before and didn't know it.
I probably did. There was a guest on our show that came on. I'm pretty sure he was Illuminati. The way he looked and walked around. I'm not going to say.
I'm super curious.
Released one or a previously unreleased one?
Unreleased episode. Okay. The way he walked around, there's no way that he could go through this planet and not be Illuminati. That's all I'm going to say to that. I think I want to be in the Illuminati.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm allowed to be.
You're not. You could call Jay-Z and ask him if you're allowed to be joining with
him. I don't have Jay-Z's number.
Really?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'll text B and see if she can give it to us.
Hey, B. yeah, that's kind of how it goes. But no, that's super cool. Elena Cardone. I'm gonna look her. I don't know anything. I don't know enough about Grant Cardone either, but that's a really cool answer, honestly. And I think the reasoning behind it is even cooler because I think what you and Colin and the whole Digital Wildcatters team is doing, it's awesome. And good on you for getting rid of that ego, because I know I that's something I have a very hard time with myself.
I still struggle.
I'm sure it's a day-to-day struggle, right? Because it's something that like you have your own image. You've done your own stuff. I'm sure it's annoying sometimes, because I know my wife, she has a big problem with it, right? Like if we ever go out to events or anything like that together, I'm as you can probably tell, a bombastic personality.
Yeah.
And I kind of just take over the conversation, which is, she can kind of, she's just like, I'm here too, right?
Yes.
And so I can definitely respect kind of what you're doing with Colin, and mucho success to y'all. Yeah, as
sure.
a couple and thank as you. A company.
Thank you.
And thank you from Oil Money, because you've done a lot of behind the scenes stuff for us.
Thank you.
Basically,
thank you.
Since I joined, at least. I don't know how active you were in it before, but
honestly, I was the most terrible. She would message me on the regular.
Most terrible.
Who was worse than me? Anybody?
While they're actively record. Yeah, you probably were the worst.
I would actively record, and I'd be like, and she'd be like, hey, send me your episode, dummy. And I'd be like,
oh yeah, I think I bugged you for like 3 months for an episode.
Yeah. And I was like, hey,
that he had already recorded.
It's on the way one of these days. Yeah. No, Julie, you are the real MVP behind Oil Money.
Big time.
Round of applause to
thanks, Julie. Guys.
From the episode art to the show art.
Wait. You did the episode art? It's so stupid right now. Can we change that?
Are you talking about the show art?
I don't know.
The pictures of us?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
You do? Okay. Are you? Okay.
I'm not bugging her about it yet. I'm trying to do that on my own.
Julie.
I can help.
And then, no, I really like the rap song. I thought it was a big joke in the beginning, but the rap song, it grew on me. We just got to add Big Dog's name in there.
Yeah. We're going to change it, I think.
I need to get that. I'll get that updated for y'all.
That's our girl. Look at that. She's okay. Already making work happen.
Perfect.
We love it. Julie, thank you for coming on. Am I cutting the show early?
You are, actually.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do that, because I can ask a million times more questions. This is why I'm not on the Q's and P's like this guy, because I'll be like 5 minutes in. I'm like, this was a great conversation. Thank you for coming on.
Right. No, talk about, so it seems like you're also very passionate about marketing. It's not just a job for you. So can you talk a little bit about like what you're going to be rolling out with Digital Wildcatters, or what's the plan of action is, or anything like that?
Yeah. So my role is, so it's funny. I've been trying to figure out what my role is, because I've been a part of Digital Wildcatters for the entire time. So I've kind of just been doing everything thrown my way. Anything that Jake and Colin couldn't do, it's been on me. So, nice.
Which is a lot, because
I'm like a Swiss Army knife for Digital Wildcatters. But as the team has grown this year, it's been really cool, because I get to hone in on marketing and project management. Is, I would say I love marketing because there's so much growth there, but project management is more so my skill set.
Okay.
So I like to combine the two and figure out how we can like develop processes for marketing. And that's what I'm going to be doing. So getting it all of it together. It's a lot.
Are there a lot of weak links? And that's what I was going to ask the person, but I'm not going to, because, are there a lot of weak links at Digital Wildcatters? Like people either not pulling their weight or just not doing their jobs properly or anything like that. And okay, I'm going to tie this in, because coming from the project management of what you like really enjoy doing, I'm sure you could probably find ways to strengthen those links, but I'm not sure. Maybe everybody's just firing on all cylinders. I don't know.
We've been in execution mode. I would say like there's no weak links. There's just been broken processes, because everybody's just doing what they can. Everyone is a Swiss Army knife, and we're fixing that.
That's such a good diplomatic answer.
I was going to ask something similar, and it might change the answer.
Tim Delaforce. That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say, as the team has grown, how difficult has the shift been to delegation and assignment and all that stuff, coming from a project manager such as yourself?
So I think it's been interesting, because Stephanie came on, she didn't really have, she wasn't like taking over anyone's load except for Jake. So it was like she was getting an overflow. So there wasn't like anything that had to be like redelegated. I'm sure that they had their issues. But nothing really, everyone's coming in to fill in gaps.
Cool.
So it's not like we have to adjust and delegate. It's like everyone's taking ownership. So it's been really cool to see, because it's not like we have to like hold people's hands to get them started. They're all taking ownership of their positions that really needed to be filled.
So who's the biggest MIP right now? Most improved player? Because I'm not going to ask you who's the weakest link, because we already know it's Tim Delaforce. So who is the most improved player?
Who cleans up after Tim's messes?
I am going to shout out Mac. He is killing it lately.
Let's go, Mac.
Since I have been, so Tim and Mac started, I don't know, a few months ago. And since I've been on full time, Mac has just been like amazing help for me. I feel like we're really going to crush it on the marketing.
I love that. So I met Mac once with Donnie, with when we recorded that episode with Charles Yates. Remember, he was there and we like got to meet him.
Oh, yeah.
Was that him?
I forgot he was there. Yeah.
He was there. He was there. He kind of looked like Colin.
They do. Yeah.
Pretty Bedweeb Colin. That's kind of what I got from him.
Yes.
Which I'm sure he didn't have anything great to say about me either. Did he? I love Colin.
He loves you.
No, I'm kidding. I love him too. I love everybody at Digital Wildcatters outside of Jake, Colin, Tim, you, Stephanie.
So you love Mac.
Yeah. I love Mac. No, I mean, it's a cool thing. I mean, I love what you guys are doing with the industry. Like people, I will tell you this, and this is honestly the highest compliment I could give, because there's a lot of stuff, and I'm going to say this openly, there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with Digital Wildcatters, but some.
Wait, like what?
I'll tell you off air, because I don't want to completely dox you guys.
We're going to keep the cameras rolling though, just in case they fight.
Yeah. Oh no. If we fight, you want to shut these cameras off, because I'm going to get dirty. I'm going to take my nails off. Is old girls do take the nails off or take their earrings off? What do they do?
I don't know. I've never been in a street fight.
That's fair. I have, and that's what I do. I usually, I'm going to take my nails
take
off.
Take your earrings off.
Take my earrings off. But some very, very heavy hitters, not just in this industry and in other industries, like people that I would never ever think would even know who Digital Wildcatters or what Digital Wildcatters were, have asked me about them. And they're just like, what are they doing? It's very different. And it's always a very intrigued question. Like they're just like, so like, what are they about? What are they doing? And I'm like, you guys are obviously doing something right to get guys at that level to recognize you. And I think kudos on y'all, man. Keep on going. You guys are killing it. And I really like what you guys are doing. Some stuff I still disagree with, as I told, I'll tell you off air, but,
I'm super intrigued.
I'll tell you right to your face, sis. I just don't want to, if I'm being honest, there's such little things, because if I actually had a serious issue, I would tell you guys. They're so stupidly small, like they're not real issues. So don't think that, like, I have like an actual issue with what, Digital Wildcatters is doing. I love what you guys are doing. I love how you're making the industry more approachable. However, there is one thing I will say, is that I do think it's bringing out a little bit more of, it's not the right ad. I actually don't even know how to describe it. It's a little bit more, the people I've run into, I don't even know how to describe it. Frat boy is a word that I want to use, but that's not the right word. Because these guys are really smart, educated people that I'm talking about,
like,
but
they just finance bros.
Maybe that's what it is. The finance bros who like to,
just kidding. I have no idea,
but I think you might be right. The guys who like to have a good time and they're very open about it. And I think that's great, man. Have a good time. But some people just come off as, dumb. That's the best way to put it. Not you guys are affiliated with. It's just people that I've seen come out through the Digital Wildcatters works that I would have never known about or ever talked to. I've met them now and I'm just like, man, you're just dumb. you're just dumb. But if you say that, I mean, nope. I mean, I think everybody has that. I don't think that's a Digital Wildcatter thing. I think if anything,
everyone's dumb.
No, not everybody's dumb. I think there's different ways to bring people in. And what you guys are able to do is you're able to bridge that gap of who I think might be dumb to the people who I'm like, man, I absolutely respect this guy. I'm shocked that he even knows the Digital Wildcatters. You're able to bridge such a variety of people there. That's super cool. That is really, really cool. Because if you think about it, and now I'm gonna eat my words, those dumb guys that I'm talking about who I think are dumb and just like to party, the head honchos are like, we just want to be that guy. We want to do that too. Like it's kind of cool. I think it's actually really cool. And I mean, I really like how you guys are killing it out there and being able to bridge that gap. And I think that you're doing a very good job with that, Julie.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I put out a lot of content.
So how do I get better at putting out content?
Because I'm really bad. Just about to say that. Cause so we should already stop asking people who's more handsome. And I said that a long time ago, but that's fine.
Wait, are you saying that because it puts people in awkward positions, or is it because I'm just getting ragdolled and I just look stupid?
You just think it's not a good bit.
I think it's overplayed now. Like I love y'all's. So I listen to almost every single episode.
Thank you.
You better.
I do.
Okay.
And y'all make me laugh. Y'all are super funny. But
who's your favorite podcast out there? And I'm not asking you if it's us or not. If it's us,
it doesn't even have to be a Digital Wildcatters podcast.
Yeah. What's your favorite podcast?
I kind of stopped listening to podcasts. I feel like I have to listen to them so much that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite content out at Digital Wildcatters right now? Or if you don't want to say, you don't have to. I don't know if you're like.
I will say that y'all's makes me laugh like out loud.
That's okay. All we needed to hear.
That's all we needed to hear. We're number one. You heard it here first. Oil money to the moon.
So other than not asking about people's handsomeness, what do you think we should do to grow our audience as a marketer?
Oh, I mean, you're putting me on the spot. I feel like putting out more. Okay.
That's what I was just about to say. I was literally just about to talk about doing? This guy. There's an ugly person who just showed up here. That is Julie.
Well, we just got the dummy batteries for this episode.
What's wrong with the video? I think we look great. I just kind of sit here and wait for Donnie to show up and Julie so I can record a podcast. I totally forgot that we were doing a podcast today until Donnie reminded me, by the way. So that's where Donnie is my better half. Do I what?
Hey, Jake, could you get the hell out of here so we can finish this episode?
No, they're not. I totally forgot. They moved. I don't know where they are, though. Oh, no, they're at City Center. I think they're at City Center.
Back where you came from.
Yeah.
Later.
Mañana.
Oil money first, interrupted by a founder of the company.
Screw you, Jake Corley.
Speaking of dweebs.
Dude, that guy looks so stupid right now. Can someone talk about tell him a dummy look with this little hat? But
so we're happy we improve.
The question.
How can we get better?
Back to us.
I think putting out more micro content.
What's micro content mean?
Like cutting up clips of y'all's podcasts. Y'all, I am always willing to make y'all clips.
Can you?
Yes.
Okay. What
I'll
else?
Make you as many as you want.
Make me 10 right now.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
She wants us to find the timestamps though. That's asking a lot.
Okay. I'll find the timestamps.
To get better micro content, maybe ask better questions and let your guests finish answering them.
Please see yourself out.
Get out, Julie.
Did you say let them answer them?
Hugs and, yes. That's like, everybody hugs and kisses. We're done. This is
ask a question
horseshit
and that I've care about ever the answer.
Wait. Are you telling me that we don't let people answer their questions? All right. This is an oil money first. I'm about to beat up a woman.
That's what I'm going for.
So what the hell? This hurt my feelings. Are we bad at doing this?
Shouldn't hurt your feelings.
She just said we were funny.
You just did.
Yeah, y'all are really funny. I love it.
Let our guests talk. And that's not the first time someone's given us that feedback.
Well, honestly, we should have better guests. Our guests suck. No, I'm kidding. I love all our guests. That's an absolute joke. Our guests are awesome.
He just gets defensive, guys, if you're listening.
I do get very defensive, other than the one person who came on the show who didn't let us record because he is a dummy.
Okay. You made me so scared.
Dolly thought I was going to say something salacious, but I was not.
You scared me.
Yeah, I have a tendency of doing that.
Okay, so ask better questions, listen to the answers, bobbity-bobbity-ba.
Give us an idea. What's a good question? What's a good question that I could have asked you or Donnie could have asked you today that we didn't ask?
Or do you mean more like technical oil and gas stuff?
No.
Okay, good. That's not our wheelhouse.
It could be. We could.
I feel like he'll ask really good questions. Just
don't listen to the answers.
Finish.
Let him finish. Did I let you finish today?
Because no.
What?
And you're ugly and you're rude.
I'm ugly and rude. I'm ugly. Cut people off. Ask dumb questions. I'm ugly, rude, and dumb.
Oh boy.
I feel like you said this is what your wife deals with.
This is why she's always like, Yusuf, you're ugly, rude, and dumb. That's literally, I'm going to walk home today. I'm going to be like, hey, honey. And she's like, Yusuf, you're ugly, rude, and dumb. That's the story, Mom.
Yeah, I really wish I could text her and be like, hey, call Yusuf this when you get home.
I'm telling you, you don't got to even tell
regardless.
Her.
Regardless.
She's just going to be like, hey, Yusuf, just FYI. She's going to per my last email. Do you guys send emails at Digital Wildcatters?
Like not internally, externally. Because we have Slack.
Oh, yeah. That's such a stupid app.
It's not.
Maybe I'm just bad at using it.
You are.
I'm really bad. So Chuck actually recently told me that he posted something. He was actually very senty about it. I don't think he was actually very senty about it, but he posted something on Slack apparently where he was walking by my house.
And no, he sent that in a text message. The one where he was like, someone was washing your car.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. Yeah, like I never saw
basically him. Heckling someone washing a car in your driveway.
By the way, they will come back. I'm not joking. Like I texted the guy and it went from blue to green. I'm pretty sure he blocked
I'm
my
pretty sure one of the guys is like, yeah, this is my first job.
Oh my gosh. My usual car detailer, he hurt his wrist. Shout out.
Carpal tunnel?
No, I don't know how he did. He's a young boy, so you know.
He's the one with the actually has an Instagram page and
Cool. He's really good at it.
Young hustler.
He's a young hustler. He's gonna be huge one day because nobody washes cars like him. But Chuck told me about that and he told me it was on Slack, and I'm just like, and he was like, nobody responded. I'm like, that should tell you how much people don't like you and me. I don't even have Slack on my phone anymore.
So just communicate with me then.
Yeah. That's why I talked to Donnie.
Do you communicate with me on Slack? Really?
No, because I know you're not on there.
Let me see. Slack. No, I have the app. But yeah, I've never opened it. It's just.
You're not even logged in.
Get started.
Okay.
Get started. See that, everybody? We don't believe in that around here. All right. We don't want to be tracked. This is how China tracks us. Slack.
Slack and ancestry tests.
Yes.
23andMe. You don't want that 23andMe. Nope. And no, that's it. I'm just going to leave it at that. I was going to bring up something else.
Let's not.
I'm not going to do that.
All right. Are you happy with what we talked about so far? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, because I'm going to ask you something. And then while she's sitting there.
Let's try it. Let's ask one question.
Julie, who's the most handsome person? I'm not going to do this. Julie, you've actually been a lot of fun. You've been the backbone of our episodes. People need to recognize you more. I love your content. Keep putting it out there. We're going to get better at our content. You're going to keep helping us get better with our content. Who's the number one rising podcast in Digital Wildcatters right now?
Oil Money.
Let's go.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for coming on. And thanks for listening, everybody. Hugs and kisses.